guys, this is Amos Waterbury, and first off, before we get into the actual welcome note for the podcast, but it could also be welcome nut, because I am a nut, but anyways, continuing on, I just want to let y'all know, it's been a little bit, because I've been busy, with work, and, also been a little under the weather, so I'm just now getting to the point where I can, you know, I've got my rest in, so now I'm finishing up episode 6. Hopefully we'll be doing episode 7 later on, so be looking forward to this episode and 7 coming up. But anyways, if I sound a little nasally, that's why. So prayers along that. But, anyways, we're happy to bring you another episode, that talks about, you know, questions, and on this we have guest and also my adopted sister, Jennifer Caker. She was, nice enough to come back on the show and, kind of talk a little bit about, you know, life questions concerning women towards their men, dreams, aspirations, etc. You know, how we support, and we go into a bunch more, but it's the basis of, you know, basically how do we keep the relationship going. So anyways, I hope you enjoy what's about to come up. Don't forget to also check out some of our favorite podcasts. There's one called SGMP, Southern Gospel Music Podcast, with host Darren Sutherland and Dr. Jeff Steele of the Steele Family, talking about Southern Gospel stuff. Then we have another wonderful podcast on worship, and I believe it's by Hillsong, but don't quote me on that. So what I would suggest, I lately have been listening to a lot of podcasts, and as far as the spiritual or Christian ones, I haven't actually listened to much of those, because when it comes to that, I'm more into the music side of things, and you know, I've got to be looking to see, you know, what's on the music side of things, if there is a podcast for certain groups, or, you know, do they have what we call, you know, a producer, audio conversation, audio cut, you know, while an album's being worked on, whatever the case may be. So check those out for myself. So just like I'm going to check them out, I encourage y'all to check them out. There's a lot of great ones out there. On the heels of that, between spiritual and financial, don't forget to check out Dave Ramsey. He has a cool show, and basically it's talking about keeping your money in line with the one that gives it to you, being good stewards of it, and how to, you know, physically, you know, logically, but also spiritually maintain everything and put it in the right basket. Okay, guys, well, be encouraged, and I hope y'all enjoy episode 6 of FSC, A Walk with God. Thank you so much for listening. Let's get right into it. Amen. All right, everybody, welcome to today's podcast. Yes, this is Amos Waterbury from SFC Online Church, bringing you another wonderful episode of the SFC A Walk With God podcast. And today, we have our guest again, Jennifer Kaker from Arlington, Texas. Yes, she'll be on the show probably more than once, obviously, because this is her second time. But anyways, welcome. And again, her name's Jennifer. Welcome to the show. And let's see what God has for us today. Amen. First off, let's just do something a little new that we haven't done. Kind of let y'all know how our day is going. Y'all, we'll have something new in every episode. Just because when it comes to God, it even says in the scriptures that His mercies are new every morning. But, you know, His mercies, His love, His comedic interjection, His happenstance, you know, just certain things that happen are new every day. It's never the same. And that's what's so wonderful about our walk with God. I mean, hence why the podcast is called SFC, Four Soldiers for Christ, and then I'll walk with God. So, anyways, my day's been pretty good. I mean, it started out a little bit with a challenge because I could have spent some money and taken an Uber because I couldn't get a hold of the people to take me, i.e. my brother and, well, not brother, but friend. Probably will be brother-in-law in the future, but anyway, my sister's boyfriend. But I couldn't get a hold of him, so it was either, well, do I call an Uber, or, because my bike works, you know, I could easily bike, but then there's the question of, well, you got rain, what's gonna happen? And I was like, okay, it's probably gonna rain, so that's why I was writing him, but I didn't get anything back, and so I'm like, okay, I think I'm gonna have to Uber. And then I remember my sister said, hey, don't take these. You can't afford them right now. We're trying to save up. We have a certain goal. On the heels of that, I've also been listening to Dave Ramsey, which is another great podcast. It's a money podcast, but it's a Christian money podcast. He is a believer, and the prince and power over money is, you know, what should really guide you is one of his statements. But anyway, it's Dave Ramsey show, and he's also hilarious. So don't forget to check that out. You can either just look him up on not iTunes, but the podcast section for you iPhone users. Yes, that would be me. So there's podcast and then iTunes. If you want a podcast, go to podcast. But he's also on Spotify, you know, radio network, etc., all those. So go ahead and do yourself a favor. If you have any financial questions or you're in financial quandary, you know, listen to a show a little bit. Who knows? Maybe call and see what God has for you. I had, you know, that predicament, and I really wanted to take an Uber because I had some stuff to do I really didn't want to take care of tonight. But if I was going to ride and be at work on time with my bike, I had to, you know, leave sooner or later. So I decided, you know, mind over matter, I want to save money. The only way I'm going to save money is if I do steps to save money. So I took my bike, and, you know, it actually wasn't too bad of a bike ride, really. And so I got to work, and I thought I was going to have to do a job or get barked about something, or because yesterday I kind of ran out of time, so I didn't get everything done. So I thought, you know, there was going to be beef about it, but whatever, God must have been looking out for me. I did what I was supposed to because I didn't hear anything. Everything was cool. And, you know, I've just been, you know, helping and doing a lot of cleaning. And I'll be installing light bulbs after this particular episode. But yeah, pretty much that's my day. It's pretty cool.
And another thing that I forgot to mention is before I went to work, my sister, i.e. Jennifer here, she called me up. She's like, well, God wants me to talk to me. And I'm like, well, God, I wish you had told me that. I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell her. That's kind of what I was thinking. But then on the other side of my mind, it's like, okay, I did have a question for her if she wanted to be on the show today. And she said, yeah, no problem. I thought that was the reason why she called. But God quickened to me. He's like, well, did you tell her about that you found, like, the password and everything for her Instagram for, you know, DCT Imagine, which, guys, if y'all want to reach out to her on her craft side babysitting, if you want really any creative jewelry done, go to, we'll have it up. It's going to be DCT Imagine LLC. That's going to be on Instagram. And the reason why I have to, before it was just DCT Imagine, but the phone that I set it up with, I don't have that phone anymore. So the way Instagram works, like, I have to start another account. So that's what we're going to do, as well as other social media. You can also look up at www.dctimagined.wixsite.com/dctimagine. And, you know, once we pay the rights for it, we'll have a very simple address. But that's the URL if you want to go to the site. And we're still setting it up. But, yeah, you can see the look and everything. So, anyway, guys, that was pretty much my day. And I forgot about that little tidbit. So, that's why God wanted me to call you. But I didn't remember that I wanted to tell you that. So, that things are coming along good there. And, you know, I'm going to be working on the side, etc. Probably do some tonight. Depends how much I talk to my baby. But anyways, yeah, that's pretty much how things are going. And let's see, for you, sis, what's the rundown for today? And thank you so much for coming on here again. God bless you. And guys, we tell the truth around here, so I'm just gonna let y'all know I'm very proud of my sister because she just lost her job and she's, you know, she's taking it like she's supposed to, you know, not getting down. And, you know, she's already got applications out, you know. And as long as she's active, amen, God's going to bless her. You know, amen. I think he wanted her to stay at the job she was at. But we don't all, you know, learn to cross the ocean if we don't, you know, sink every now and then. Not because God wants us to sink, but, you know, if we never sink and we go across just fine because he's helping us, then we'd never learn anything. So God creates situations along the way where he helps us, but he expects us to kind of use common sense. I mean, if we're on the ocean and our boat starts creaking or whatever, because I don't know if you've ever been on the ocean in a boat, but the waves can only crash against that boat so many times. And if you just keep going out to the ocean and just for joy rides, and then one day you decide or you feel like you're supposed to go out farther and you don't end up making it because your boat's sinking, you know, God's going to help you. But, you know, you would have been able to finish that journey had you have kind of used common sense and like, well, maybe I should probably make sure this boat is all good before I take it out farther than what I normally go. You know, I mean, God wants us to go to the distance, but that doesn't mean that he wants us to put ourselves in a predicament. It's kind of the same thing that he says about helping people. Like, we never want to help people to the point where we're needy. I mean, what good does it do for us to help them and then they find out that we're back in the hole, so they have to turn around and help us? So really, we didn't really help them. And not that they would have any problems with it, because, you know, if you richly bless them, they probably were able to do something that allowed them to give you money. But, you know, how does that look in God's eyes? You know, how you're supposed to be the strong one, and you were supposed to basically bless them, and then here you are having to be blessed by that same person again because you gave more than what you were really supposed to. So, I love talking, guys, so pardon me if I'm taking up my sister's time for her little part. So, just so we can get things on the road, I'm not really going to give you a time limit, so to speak, but, you know, try to finish up as quick as possible so we can get on for the subject of the day. Anyways, welcome, Jennifer. Thank you so much for coming back on the show. All right, what is it? How's it going?
Welcome, brother. My day. So my day, yesterday, like I said, I lost my job. I felt relieved afterwards. No, God didn't want me to lose it. But at the same time, there were a lot of issues that were out of my control. And you got to do what your boss asks you to do. Just like you got to do what God asks you to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the main boss.
So immediately, I want to go over this real quick. Immediately, I cried.
You're fine.
You know, I got upset. Ooh. And I texted my dad. I got fired. Ooh. All right. Then I come home. I cried. I texted Steven. All right. So, you know, I'm like, okay.
Hang on a second. I don't mean to interrupt you, but just so the listeners are sure, Steven is her boyfriend. Just he was the one we were talking about, or which the show on the 4th was based about. But anyways, that's all I wanted to say. All right, continue.
It's complicated. It's not Drizzy's boyfriend. It's not really girlfriend, but...
Well,
friend,
for the listeners, friends, boyfriend, whatever, they're really close.
Yeah, we're really close. And so he texted me and he was like, all right, I'll come get you and we can talk about it. And by the time he comes to get me, I'm thinking in my head, what the hell am I doing? This is not you, for one. And why do you care that you lost your job? To begin with, there are 1,000,001 jobs. So by the time he gets to me, I'm happy. He gets food, we go home, and before this, he had told me, all right, I'll pay you to clean my apartment, you know? Come to find out, it's not even that, it's laundry. So that's what I'm doing today. That's for the most part what I'm doing, that and, of course, keeping my focus on God, my personal study, and just keeping the overall peace. And, brother, you said something about, don't give more than you have to give. And I have an experience that just recently happened to me.
Okay.
So
feel free to share.
So I helped out a friend intending that he would be able to get a car and move out. You know, he's kind of in the same situation. So I gave him one of my paychecks. And I had made a mistake. What I want to tell all of you out there is if you give away basically like your weapon. So think about it like your sword and your armor. So God can foresee the future in a sense. I mean, we try to determine it by our actions, but God helps us inevitably. And so now I don't have that money, but I'm going to school to get my license. God catches us when we fall because, and I know this because I look around and I've been a really depressed person for the past 4 years and really confused. The confusion doesn't go away, by the way, unless you got God. So.
Except when you, I mean, it depends. I mean, that's a choice thing. Like, I very rarely have confusion because, you know, first thing somebody says something, I'm like, okay. I listen to what God's saying in the situation, and oftentimes, sometimes they'll be talking, and I'm like, well, did anybody, you know, consider, you know, what God wants us to do in this situation. I'm not trying to say it's a bad idea or whatever, just, you know. And they're like, oh, okay, that's a good point. And normally I'm not the one to say that. I'm like, oh, let's do it. What's all this talk or whatever? But, you know, I've had things happen recently that, you know, just allow me to get real with myself and my relationship with God and, you know, realize, you know, I'm almost 25 years old. Probably at least in 2 years, I'll probably have a family or start one, or at least a girl. So,
or something. And what my point is that I gave away my weapons. God still has me. I have my pet sitting, I have my baby sitting, I have my DCC Imagined, which is a multitude of things. And I also have my modeling. And no, they haven't produced any income yet. And right now, for everybody who has a desire in their heart, God just pulled this over me, and I just want to say this. It's possible. It's only possible if cut out everything in your life that does not align with it.
It's kind of like you have to focus on, well, pretty much whenever you're driving, there's this phrase called high-aim steering, which enables you to see what's going to happen before you even get to that turn, so you're, you know, ahead of the vehicle, which is, you know, for you drivers that are pretty seasoned, if you're listening to this, you know that you have to, you know, think before you get to that part of the road or whatever, because with the idiocy of the drivers that's increasing, and they're letting new drivers out on the road, and not just drivers, you know, truck drivers, it used to be 3 months before you actually were allowed to go out on a road with a big rig. Companies are now just training for 3 weeks basic truck driving, and then they let them loose with a trainer, and then that trainer is out there not too long. So that 3 months of experience that would have happened, you know, is not something that happens anymore. So it's kind of, if you want something to be done, keep,
you gotta do it.
Focus. But don't go ahead of the curb. Or don't cut yourself short of time, because if you wait around till you have customers to kind of start a business or and let me point this out, that I heard this on the Dave Ramsey show. He's like, you know, any kind of a hobby is a business that just doesn't make you income. So if you want to have a business, just put more into that hobby and you're going to have a business. And so that's pretty much what I encourage my sister, because she...
I'm not a workaholic.
Yeah, she came to me with the idea of everything, and I'm like, well, it sounds great and everything, but, you know, do you have any plan as far as this? And I'm not trying to knock anything, I just, you know, what is it you want to do? And by the way, we have three more minutes to wrap up all of this talk, and then we'll go on to the main thing, which kind of, oddly enough, ties into what we've been talking about. So the last thing I'm going to say is, yeah, I just basically asked her, you know, what's your plan, and, you know, you've got to, you know, I'll be happy to set the website and everything up and help you with your social media, but, well, at the time, she didn't even think about setting up Instagram or anything like that. She's like, I'm just going to do this. And I'm like, well, you know, you got to have your social media set up, et cetera. So she went from 5% to, you know, 50, and now we're just working on the 50 to 100. Mm-hmm. So.
Exactly. Everything in life is a learning experience. You never lose, and you never really actually win, because you're always getting there. So the choice to be happy and happiness, you find it within yourself, not in the out world. So if you listen to everybody and everything, you're not going to get very far. I just wanted to say that.
All right. Sounds a great way to wrap it up. All right. First off, let's pray. And,
Oh, Jesus.
After that, I'll let loose the surprise. Well, it's not really a surprise, but she's going to be like, I'll believe it when I see it. So, anyways, dear God, we come to you today doing this podcast that you have motivated me into doing, this as well as my other one. And God, I'm enjoying just doing these and imparting and hearing the comments from other people, you know, even the negative and positive comments, just all of them, and just having an avenue to be able to, you know, share about your word and your gospel and things about you, and also, you know, thoughts and facts of everything that you know, have given us to work with on my other podcast. So we come to you today just with a desire to learn more about you, but also share with people just life, and particularly, you know, the only way you get to know certain things is if you talk to somebody. And, you know, I'm not going to really call it an interview because, you know, that's like when you have somebody that comes in for a business, God, and, you know, you're making sure they have qualifications. That's not what this is about. Like, it may be the same format, but you're really just talking to a brother or sister of Christ, especially in this kind of a podcast. So, God, thank you so much for allowing my sister Jennifer to have the grace and even, you know, enthusiasm to be on this show. And, you know, we ask that you just bless both of us as we finish this one up. Give us understanding and help us have a fun time. We pray all this in the name of your son, Jesus. Help us understand and do everything in our power to honor you. In your precious name, amen. All right, guys.
And
so,
good Lord. Amen.
Amen. So, what I'm about to say is, you are going to hear for the next 23 minutes. This isn't going to take much longer. For the next 20 minutes, because that'll be 45. So we might as well do an hour podcast, which I think is what we'll do on these interview-like podcasts. Or where we have a guest, we'll have a full hour. Because, I mean, you can squeeze it to 30 minutes, but, you know, having that whole hour is nice. So that's what we'll do. But she's going to be talking pretty much for the next rest of the part of the podcast. So, looks like we might have lost her, so let's get her back on. All right, guys. Yeah, let's get her back online. Meanwhile, I just wanted to point out, guys, don't forget to check out that podcast, that Dave Ramsey podcast, which is Dave Ramsey Show. But also, don't forget to check out SGMP.com. That's Southern Gospel Music Podcast with host Darren Sutherland and Dr. Jeff Steele of the Steele Family. They have amazing podcast. It talks about Southern Gospel music, etc. And it's pretty good. All right, so let's get her back online here. It's dialing. Guys, while it's dialing. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Sorry for that drop off. I was just telling our listeners to check out that Dave Ramsey show. As it is, you know, it's about spiritual, but, you know, mostly financial. Because you want those things to both be aligned. They are so much a part of your life. It needs to be important. And also, you know, if they like Southern Gospel music, etc., check out SGMP.com. That's Southern Gospel Music Podcast. Like I said, with host Darren Sutherland and Dr. Jeff Steele of the Steele Family. They're great singers, they have a great bunch of great stuff to say about Southern Gospel music and, you know, how you can make a career out of it, but also, you know, spread the gospel and not get too money hungry, etc. So, basically, what I was saying before we lost connection there, sis, is this other part of the episode is that you're going to be pretty much the big part of it, and I promise I'm not going to talk much except to ask you questions. What I wanted to bring on the show today is there's a lot of moms, whether they're single or, well, sadly, most of them probably are single. They have kids and everything. And, you know, I know my sister's not married or anything, but oftentimes, the single person can have insight to people that are married, etc. I know that sounds weird, but, you know, we don't have, other stuff that we're thinking about, and so we can kind of express, although we don't have personal experience from it, we can speak, because I mean, we kind of were a brother or a sister, and that's a relationship. So it's all about a relationship, although, you know, husband and wife is a lot closer, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you want to call it, there's still that connection. So what I wanted to ask you, and the first question is, we're talking about women lining up with the Bible as far as what it has to say about wives submit to your husbands, but also having your own freedom, because you'll have people telling you, hey, you can't be doing this, you need to listen to your husband or whatever. So my first question is, let's say you really want to go into some certain investment with these ladies or whatever, and y'all kind of, let's just say you wanted to go join in your DCTI with a very famous, well, she's a quilt star or whatever, or even a music star. Let's say quilt, and then for whatever reason, somehow you end up talking to Miley Cyrus one day, and she's like, hey, you know, I'm kind of, you know, a free spirit or whatever. I like to share things with people, and I was just looking online one day, and I saw your business, and I saw in your description the about that, you know, musically or inspired by me, and I was like, wow, I want to kind of support her in that. And so something happens in that relationship, and just things grow around that. But then you also have, let's say you're married, and your husband has a vision, etc., or let's say your boyfriend, let's just say Steven is in the picture, and which, you know, and I know he is going to be in the future, but we'll leave that for a later time. But what is the first step to do if you have a vision of your own, but also it says submit to your husband, and obviously submission is supporting what they're doing. How do you go about that? Like, coming from a woman. And like I said, you know, guys, we pretty much have a good idea, and we don't have as much hard time because we can do it. Somehow God made it where we can do what we want because our vision is what supports our family, you know. So, I mean, we can't, you know, buy everything, but if we have a certain vision or a business in mind, that's going to help the family, you know, if it's successful and it's God's will. So we have that freedom. But for y'all, you know, there's this, I'm trying not to talk too much, but I'm kind of giving you a framework to go off of. This idea where some people, I guess they're more holier than thou or whatever, and they're like, you know, well, you should really be supporting your husband here, etc. I don't know why you're doing this, you know, this seems rebellious, blah, 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 you know. And then there's others that support it, but most often you have a lot of gainsayers, etc. So to the women, what's your first step of execution if you have a goal that you want to do, but also you don't want to leave your husband's aspiration or whatever all by himself, and you're not supporting anything, it's all going to what you want to do? But let's add on that whoever your quilt person, and then I'm just using Miley Cyrus for an example, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but God can do anything.
God willing, it will happen.
But
kind
any
of my plan.
Well, I didn't say it's going to happen like that, but like I said, God can do anything. She puts a stipulation on there like, well, this is going to be a full-time thing, and, you know, I understand you might have other things going on, but, you know, you can't have something else on the side. That is another big thing. So you have want to support your husband, which let's just say that's Steven, and he has something he wants to do. And then...
I think I get what you're getting at.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
So, basically, let me simplify this for everybody.
And interrupt me anytime, like, if you got it or whatever. I just want to make sure I'm...
That I have it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Awesome. So, for everybody out there, socializing is not my strong suit. So, this is me outside my comfort zone. I think...
She's on the phone.
What Amos is saying is that your main focus as a woman of Christ should be to serve your husband and support them. And if you have a goal, what is your... And if it affects you doing that to a great extent, the point where you know that he would kind of be irritated with you or upset with you, what do you do, basically? So, I'm going to answer that. So, my first step in execution with my person is communication. Just like I said, that's not my strong point. I would go to him. And I would tell him, you know what, hey, I want to do A, B, and C, and, you know, I may not have so much time for you, you know, during this span of time. And he may be like, all right, go after it. He may become my supporter in the situation, because when a relationship really works, and when somebody really, really has a strong desire, if it's real love, you should want each other to go after it. while still have making time for each other. So his question was, if she said, I can't make time for that on the side, well, there's always time for that. Because if you've got a husband, you're going to see them at night, you're going to see them in the morning, you're going to hear from them throughout the day. It's a part of life. And if the, and if the person that you are working with or comes with you to invest with you doesn't want to allow you to, you know, do certain things, that for me, if I fall at the end of the line, it working out better, I would go ahead and do it. But I would first go get my husband, my boyfriend, my partner, my main person in life that's my guider here on earth, and ask him, is this achievable to do, basically? Because men are placing women's lives to slow us down. Let's just be real honest. Men don't slow down, but they're real good at slowing us women down.
Excuse me.
Y'all will be like, you're too stressed. You're crying too much. You're leaking. And then we'll be like, oh, and we'll take a step back and we'll chill out. And for me, that's what I had to do with my job. I wasn't being patient with myself. And Steven knew that. So Steven started texting me just little phrases. Like, he didn't flat out say, hey, you need to chill out, because he knows I'm not gonna. So God tells me to.
For the guys, never tell a woman to chill out like that unless you...
Or relax, or not worry, or to worry about...
Unless you feel like having your nose sore for a couple of hours. Trust me, I haven't had an actual wife, but I have girls, and I'd say something or tell them something like, and then right in the face. Okay?
Yeah. So, that's my viewpoint. You don't do either or. You tell that person, all right, let me talk it over first with them, and then if there is no time, your automatic answer is no. Because, let me point out this, if you already have a business, you already have an income, you don't need that other person's income, especially if it isn't a blessing from God, and especially if it affects your valuable relationship, because nothing in this life is forever. So every single second you can be around the person you love, you should want to be. You should just as much want to be doing what you love in life. Just like right. Amos said, a hobby is just a business that has yet to happen. Your perspective of life becomes how you see it. So if your perspective is that if I walk up to this person and talk to them, they're going to bite me, or they're going to fire me, or if I say the wrong thing, they're going to get rid of me, then it will become a reality. Because what you think, first and foremost, what you think about the most is what you're going to become most of the time.
Right.
So, for everybody who doesn't understand that, for everybody who feels like, ooh, that's too riddly, I actually am going to break that down and give y'all some resources right now. All right, there's a book called Wallace D. Waddle, The Science of Being Rich with the Science of Being Great. And for everybody out there who think that God doesn't want them to have things or doesn't want them to be happy. Newsflash, if God didn't want you to have things, he wouldn't have brought you into a materialistic world.
Like Dave Ramsey said, you know, oh, I can't do it because of this. Yeah, so do it. Oh, well, I've never been really good. My family's not good at this, you know, money crunching thing.
So
change. Well, his word was change. This was his message for the new year is, you know, whatever these family excuses are, you know, because I said the same thing to my brother, and strangely enough, this was back in 2019. He said the same thing, so I can only guess, you know, it's kind of a thing that he says in a different way, Dave Ramsey, that is, but each year kind of points that out, that, you know, the only thing holding you back from going for whatever you want to is yourself.
Yep.
Because you're the will of your ship. All.
Yep. It's the will, the motivation, and...
And don't dare blame God, because that can come back on you.
Try. Yeah. No, never blame God. Nope. I haven't done it before, but I hear that that's a real bad way to go about life. So, my advice is still don't do it. So, there's another resource that I want y'all to go and get. All right, so
and if they want to find this, where is it, like in a Barnes and Nobles, or, you know, go to the guy's garage and, you know, get an autograph or what, you know?
I'm not giving the resources for an autograph, but you can go on Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble, to get these books. That's where I got them.
No, I was saying, what? Is it the kind of deal where you get the book where you go to his garage and he gives you an autograph?
Oh, no. No. But that's where you go to get them. And the second
Yeah, so Amazon. Called, okay.
Fat Guru. Inner Engineering. So, how to... It's basically a book on how to find joy. And if you're not understanding the Bible like how I was, even if you have a chronological Bible, LOL, for all of us organized people out there.
I'm sort of there, but not quite.
All the bottles and the Bible and the Inner Engineering by Fat Guru, when you read them all together and you start being able to comprehend what's in them and you start applying it to life, you'll start moving forward faster and quicker. And I know this for a fact because...
Sorry about that. That's my microwave.
I only started this a month ago. And I have been struggling to get my learner's permit. I'm 23 years old. And I've been struggling to get my life together. Whereas I see my brother over there, and comparison is the devil. Compare only yourself to yourself. But I see everybody around me. And like, for the most part, I see everybody like, they have their life together. So when, I want y'all to think about this. When you think somebody has their life together, they don't really have their life together. Nobody actually has it all together. Because if it was all together, we would be living heaven on earth and nobody would be getting hurt. So that hasn't happened yet. Not enough of us have gotten it all together. And to get it all together, those secrets lie in those three books. The Bible, the science of being great, the science of getting rich with the science of being great, and by Wallace D. Waddles, Inner Engineering by Sad Guru. And these are books by people who have actually done and experimented and theorized and then followed through on their theory and were like, okay, well, if I do this, then this. And if I, basically the ABC method. So the ABC method is where you're saying, all right, well, if I do this, then this will happen. And then in turn, I'll get this. So then you have a result produced. Whereas the other way around, which is, I don't care, I'm gonna get a job, I'm gonna do my life. All right, I got a question for all y'all. When God asks you, because I've got this weird feeling that God will ask all of us when we get to heaven, how was your life on earth? Did you have a good life? Well, I just got the job that was assigned to me because, you know, my mom did this, and so, you know, then I ended up doing it because, you know, so, yeah, I had okay, good life.
And I'd like, be laughing at that point.
When you see God, and when God asks you what type of life did you live, what do you want to tell God? Do you want to tell God, I had an exciting, I had an amazing life, you gave me the best life ever, I love you, my father.
Mind you that he already knows what you're going to say before you say it, so just throwing that out.
Yeah. So, if you say it, and also, just like I've said before, if you can't be grateful for what you already have, you're not going to get any more. And also, question. Why do you need that thing that you're about to buy? Why do you need that other thing? Why do you need things in order to do God's will? You don't need things for pleasure. There's a time and there's a place to unwind, which my brother Amos needs to learn how to do at some point. But we'll discuss that at another later date. But yes, that's my viewpoint on it. You should do both. It's not a one-street answer. And I've actually come across that several different times, and it's part of the reason why our relationship is we're real close and it's a bit complicated. It's because it wasn't that I wasn't submissive enough. It wasn't that I didn't support him enough. It was more of the other way around.
All right,
and
cool.
I was going through a stage of life that he had already been through. And so, sometimes...
And we've got 13 minutes before the segment stops recording. So, just a heads up.
The love of your life. The love of your life, doesn't always look or act how you think or you expect or need them to, because you do not really know exactly what you need. You know you need food, you know you need water, you know you need God, you know you need to go to work, and so that you can maintain those things in your living situation.
Right.
Other
All right,
than
so
that, you need happiness and peace. Alright, I'm gonna shut up.
So the next question is, well, I said you could talk mostly. I just need to get my other two questions. The next question is fairly short. By the way, you did pass the test, because what you didn't know is that Miley Cyrus didn't tell you that she forgot to put in there that you still, you know, make time for your husband or whatever, but any personal stuff that you normally do, you were going to have to take time to put into that. So she forgot to add that, and then when she talked to you, she's like, hey, and I forgot to add, if your husband has something going on, you know, my husband knows about it, you know, I just want to make sure, is he on board with it, etc. So you pass the test. So ladies, it's all about really, don't be afraid just because, you know, your man might get mad at you because you don't talk to him about it. I mean, until it's actually something that's going to happen, like I did in that scenario, we don't want to know, really. I mean, all we care about is that you're safe and, you know, et cetera. But most times, the way we think, we don't listen to y'all's plans unless, you know, it's, you know, 100%. I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but that's the way we're programmed. Like, it's like, well, maybe you need to think about this or whatever, and we'll talk about it at a later time. And y'all are like, oh, I didn't talk to you about this now if I wanted to talk about it later. But still, we're like, nah, can we talk about it later? And then y'all are like, okay. So my next question is, knowing that, when it comes to your husband's participation in household stuff, me, I don't mind, like, I'm a chef, so I don't mind cooking in the kitchen, I don't mind cleaning or anything like that, but then you have some guys that, they just don't care for that stuff, and they think, well, the woman is supposed to take care of this stuff, and they take care of the manly stuff. Let's say one of y'all, or you listeners out there, for you ladies, what Miss Jennifer, what would you say, or excuse me, sis, starting to sound like a professional here, about that kind of an attitude? I mean, it's not your place to correct them, as we learned in the wonderful motion picture of, you know, War Cry or War Room, which if you haven't seen that, check out War Room. That came out last week from the Kendrick Brothers Pictures, and then also Overcomer. That was absolutely awesome that they did in 2019. So I said last year, I meant 2018. But anyway, those two movies, really all their movies are, you know, pardon me for saying this, God, kick ass. But anyways, what is your take? And try to be quick with this because we have less than 10 minutes to get this together. But in their role as the wife, if they're not supposed to kind of say, hey, you need to pick up your weight, hey, be more responsible or whatever, never say that to your man, by the way. That's God's department. You know, you're just there to help him. You know, yeah. You might make a request, but
so yeah. My solution, because I have lived with a man before for about a year, and yes, I'm talking about Steven. So my solution was, I read a book, I motivated him in order to do it. Don't ask me how, because I don't really remember. But I read a book, I applied the book, and things got better. So if we're talking about specifically cleaning and organizing and housework and everything, I solely believe that every once in a while, especially when your woman gets sick, to all the men out there, that you should help out. And I think that if you can tell that your woman is really stressed out and she's not the type of person that wants to clean when she's upset, that you should be understanding of that. I also believe that if a man is working 40, 80 hours a week and you only have a part-time job, suck it up, buttercup, and clean the place. And if you got two kids, there's these things called Nintendo and Xbox and Wii and all this stuff that's making even me, a 23-year-old now, feel old after being a daycare teacher. Solve your own issues sometimes, ladies.
But don't let them play if they aren't good. I'm just putting that out there. Never.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, don't even let them play for long periods of time on a technology, you know, in my opinion. But my point is that if all your man expects of you is for you to do your best, do it. If your man expects perfection, at a certain point, walk out the door You know you got yourself in the world. The world is literally specifically designed to where you've got yourself as a woman now. You can go get a job. You can go get a car. You got your license. You can go get an apartment. You got credit. You good. You got kids. You still good. And not even just because you have God by your side, but because you trust your wings.
Amen.
So that's my take on it.
All right, one last other question is, when it comes to the women and they lay in bed at night, what are top 10 questions just to ask your man that'll kind of spark him or whatever? So you don't get mad at him for not talking to you. Because I don't think that us guys have a problem talking when we get in bed. We love talking to you. But ladies, whenever you ask a question about, hey, did you email or did you pay this electric bill? No, we've already, I mean, especially for you office guys, imagine if your sweetie asks you a question like that, you're thinking, I just got back from the office. I was done with money. not, you know, literally like done with money, but you know, you're taking a break and going to sleep. So what's some other questions or some things that you would talk about? And this is all we're going to do. And guys, I don't have time to read it, but the theme scripture for today is Psalms 23. I think that's, I don't know, most of y'all probably heard of it, but you've got 3 minutes to finish up.
Alright, 10 questions, or how many ever I get to, y'all. Alright, what's the most interesting thing that happened to you today? And if they go, oh, I don't know. Ah, come on. Life is miserable as it is. So basically, come up with questions that aren't nagging.
Okay, that works.
That's the short way I can put it. Some of the questions I'll ask are, what was the best part about your day? What was the happiest thing? What was the thing today that made you super happy and smile? Was it me? Was it her? And don't get upset if it wasn't you. It ain't always going to be about you. You're his woman. You're not his wife. Do you want to go out to your favorite place? Know your man. So...
And don't get upset, ladies, if he mentions, well, Mrs. What's-Her-Name came out, you know, we went to lunch or whatever, and, you know who she is, you're the same age or whatever. Don't read into anything or assume that something that isn't there. That'll start creating problems. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say. Sounds great. All
right, so, the resources, just to sum up in case y'all didn't get to know, you're supposed to take notes during these things in order to retain stuff, keep your mind active. That Guru, Inner Engineering, you can get it on Amazon. Wallace D. Waddles, The Science of Being Rich with Being Great. The Magic of Tidying Up and the Magic of Not Giving Enough by Sarah Knight. And the Bible. And you study those resources, and I promise from God, this is coming from God, not to give you any more resources from the date of this podcast.
1 minute, January 8 seconds.
And so, 3 months from now. Not good at math either. So I'm not going to tell you the date, but 3 months from this day. I'll figure it out later. I hope y'all have an amazing day.
Amen.
And or night. No.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on, sis. I appreciate it. We're just going to pray real quick. You can stay online or go ahead and hang up, whichever you want. Thanks so much for coming on.
Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Isn't she wonderful? She's such a blessing. I'm glad to have her as my adopted sis. And the way it came out, you know, only God could have planned it. Well, anyways, if y'all want to get in touch with her, go ahead and look up Jen Diamond on Instagram. You can also email her at jenniferkaker@gmail.com or dctimagine@gmail.com. Also, you can find her on Instagram or her business that we are launching, dctimagine. Again, that's dctimagine. Again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to episode 6 of SFC Walk with God. What we learn in this episode is simply, as it says in the scriptures, you know, wives submit to your husbands. But also, I think when God, you know, wrote that, he didn't mean for the wife to be trapped, you know. It's not a man's responsibility to trap or take the freedom away from his woman. So, you know, that's what we got out of this. We learned a couple things. I hope y'all learned a couple things. Remember, as always, if y'all have any questions, go ahead and email SFC, a walk with God email, or it's the FFC email, soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. So that takes care of our music, podcasts, but all the emails that are coming in. So just email us. Again, that's soldiersforchrist@gmail.com. And just to clear it up, some people might think the four is a number. It's F-O-R. So soldiers, F-O-R, Christ, M@gmail.com. soldiersforchrist@gmail.com. You can email us there and we'll answer your questions. Or if you have any ideas for an upcoming episode, we'd appreciate it. Well, I think the best way to go ahead and wrap this up is you've been listening to episode 6 of A Walk with God. Is some prayer. You know, that's always a good way to finish things up. There's a phrase that some of you might know, and it's called a evening hymned with prayer is a good start for the next day, I think is how it goes. So you can look that up if y'all want to find the exact quote, but I believe that's correct. Because if you think about it, you know, when you bring everything to God before you go to bed at night, when you wake up in the morning, you have a fresh new start. It says in the Bible that his mercies are new every morning. Amen. And guys, don't forget the featured scripture for episode 6. We're not going to do day because we are running a little behind. But episode 6 is Psalms 23. You know, everybody knows Psalms 23. And it's such a, you know, to me, it speaks of trusting in the Lord. You know, when we started this podcast, that's kind of how we started it off, is talking about trusting, you know, leaning on God and not yourself or your understanding. But, you know, letting him be the worker and, you know, you just obey. So we're going to pray here. Again, guys, thank you so much for listening to SFC, A Walk with God, Episode 6. You gotta look out for Episode 7. And let's pray. Amen. Dear God, we thank you so much for the inspiration that you give us in our day-to-day lives. For giving us your Son, Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross to save our sins, but also give us a second chance to do it right, God, to be a multitude of witnesses for those that have not seen you, God, or have known of your wonderful name. Dear God, for some of those that have listened to this, and especially couples that may not be aware or have, you know, ask them to come into your life to help them. Maybe they do have a broken marriage or close to divorce, whatever the case may be. I pray that you would be with them, and I want to pray a small prayer with them. And for those that do believe, but they're having a little hard time, I also pray this. Dear Jesus, help me that I may not give in to the enemy, that I may be strong. I'll be what I need to be for my husband. I'll be need to be what I need to be for my wife. And not let temptation break down the door and knock out the guard of purity. I pray that you would instill in both of us a reason to love each other in a new way, that our relationship may become stronger through the circumstance, and that we may know you more than we have. And dear God, for those that have not asked you into their life, I pray that you would be with them and for them to pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, we know we are sinners. We thank you for dying on the cross for us. And we know we're not perfect. But you can restore the years that the locusts have eaten. You can bring back life where there is death, and rise up in our hearts a desire to serve you. Help us come to know you in a way that we have not, and be a follower of you. In Jesus' name, in the power of your Son's holy blood, amen. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to tune in next time for episode 7 on A Walk SFC, A Walk with God. God bless. Remember, God is the strongest force. Love is the strongest force. And only the devil can go so far. Don't let fear overtake you, and walk with God. Amen.